I think we played a real good series. I couldn't be more proud, even though we didn't win. We certainly put in a great effort and forced three overtime games in LA, which is a real tough building to play in. And it really could have gone either way. So that's what stinks, obviously. You know, it could have been 4-1 to us there, but at the same time, LA is a great team, and they really deserve it. They did a tremendous job.
You feel you took a step in your game this year, especially towards the playoffs. I know you mentioned kind of evolving as a player, but as far as consistency?
Yeah, I think so. Consistency is probably what I improved on most last year. The highs were pretty high and for long stretches, and the lows were pretty low, but not for long. So that's what you want, and that's what I've been working on.
How about physically recovering the longest? I guess I assume you've played into a season.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about the short summer coming off of, you know, making it to the finals. How are you physically, and do you sense that at all?
It's a little stressful, I think, obviously, in the short summer, and everything gets delayed a little bit to start building up. But at the same time, conditioning-wise, going to the finals, it's probably the best thing you can do. Maybe muscle weight and stuff like that loses a little bit, but pure conditioning-wise, I think I'm in good shape. It's just a matter of getting back and lift some weights and stuff like that. It's going to be a little more compact this year, but I think just a good plan, and everything's going to work out fine.
You mentioned adjusting your game or changing it since you came into the league. I mean, how much of an adjustment was it, or how hard was it to go from being a guy who was a kind of offensive, you know, power play, and then evolving that way?
It was hard. It was obviously a long process, and a lot of ups and downs. But I kind of, going into New York and obviously with Torts, I knew that the way my game was, it's not gonna work. You know, I'm not gonna be able to play. I'm not gonna take this chance that I was given. So I worked hard and trying to really focus on that defensive part of my game and. It took me a while, but I think I earned Torch's trust there for a little bit, and that really helped, obviously, to get even more experience and get some good feedback, and knew I was doing something right, and got challenged again and again. After a little while, you know, watching some good defensive players too, with Girardi and McDonough, and just look how they play and trying to copy some things and put into my game. And, that's what I was really focusing on. I was really just dropping the offensive part, and now I'm really trying to find that offensive part of my game, and that's been a struggle, but I'll keep working on it, because I don't want to sacrifice anything from what I've been building up in my career. You know?
Is that your sense, that this is a transition defense, that more offensive mindset coming in next season?
Absolutely. I like the way Tampa plays. It's always fun games coming in here. They play very offensive, and they come with a lot of people all the time. And that's something that's really attractive to be a part of. That's something that I really like as a D-man, and that's more the way I was kind of before. So hopefully that will help me to find my offensive game a little bit better.
You mentioned coach's expectations. Just your sense or impressions of John Cooper.
I spoke to him a couple of times on phone, and he seems like a very good guy, and we didn't talk hockey that much, honestly. We just said hi, and I got a very good impression of him. He seems like a tremendous guy, and we've obviously done a good job here. From all the players I've been speaking to, nobody has anything bad to say, and so it's exciting.